Hello?
Hello? Yes, Tom, I'm sorry
Yes.
about that. I lost you. Okay, so are we in the messages section?
I'm going back to it right now, but so I'm just logging back in.
Okay. Just bookmark this on your computer, okay? Because you'll be using this portal for further communication.
I'm in.
Okay, perfect. Now you gotta go to the messages section. Find the messages section. It should be somewhere on top or on your left-hand side.
All right, so I have, let's see, I have search, save home, search, jump to, projects, time, notifications. I go home. I see my tasks. I see activities. I see inbox, dashboard,
inbox.
Events. Okay.
Okay, once you go to inbox, you're going to see a thread created by the title Welcome on Board. Do you see that?
From Brian W.
That is correct. Brian Williams. He is the account manager on your project. I'm the project manager.
Okay, I see it.
Okay, once you click on Welcome on Board, it will allow you to see the complete message, and below that or above that, it depends on how you have your arrangement for the messages, you're going to see an option for Add Reply. Do you see that?
I do.
Okay. So just a heads up, since we have the manuscript and the book cover already with us, so you, as of now, you don't need to submit anything, but for future reference, once you click on Add Reply, you'll find that a text box will appear, and right at the bottom of it, there's an option to attach a file as well, okay? So whenever you get deliveries from here, you can download them, work on them, and re-upload them by going to the Add Reply option, all right?
Okay.
Okay, now let's talk about the overall process since we have the manuscript already, the written pages that you've sent us along with the book cover. What we'll be doing is that we'll be typing it out on a Microsoft Word file, and we will provide that to you once the arrangement or the layout is all good to go for one final look. Once you approve it, then of course we will proceed forward with the copies. I believe your package includes printed copies, correct?
Correct. Yeah, I think 10.
Yes, 10 printed hard copies. Got it. All right. So that's pretty much easy, okay? So it's not going to take a lot of time. Roughly, you can maybe anticipate 2 weeks maximum for it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Unless there's a change, you will be notified via email or via call by either me or Brian, okay?
Okay.
All right, perfect. Just out of curiosity, are you not going to include any images in the manuscript?
Well, so it's the intent is to turn this into like a kid's book, essentially, right? Because that's the original drawing of it or creation of it was for my father and my brother when he was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
We have a drawing that should be the front cover.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would think we could put some drawings in through the manuscript, essentially. And I guess what I would need help with is, like, I guess we've struggled with trying to take the story and create a storybook out of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so if we could create a storybook out of it, and then we could have our kids draw some pictures that would sort of represent the storybook, that would be great to be able to add that in. We can turn those pictures around pretty quickly, but we just haven't done anything like that yet.
Got you. All right, just a suggestion or recommendation from my end. Usually when we are working with children's books, it is essentially required to add professional illustrations in the manuscript. But I believe it's just a question from my end. Why didn't you add illustrations in your package, you know, to have some illustrations created by someone professional? That way it's going to give more essence to the book.
Well, it's the concept of this was like I said, my father and my brother as you know, back in the, this was back in the 70s, late 70s, early, this was back in like the late 60s, early 70s that they did this. And so I'm open, if you guys for a fee can do some pictures, I'm open to it. I could also have, you know, we have some artists in our family that can do some stuff too, but is that a service you provide?
Yes, we do have professional illustrators that work specifically on children books, and that's the reason why I brought up this question, you know, just out of curiosity. I mean, why are you not proceeding with that? I understand the background story with your father and your brother being involved in that, and I understand that you want to keep the original essence to the book, to the manuscript. However, there are a lot of books in which we have modified the drawings that were provided by the author or maybe their kid, you know, just to include that in the book. She wanted her kids' drawings to be included. So what we did is that we asked them to send us the scanned copies of the drawings, and then we modified those, enhanced them, in other words, so that they don't pixelate once the book is printed out, okay? So that is something that we can do as well. I got to look through your manuscript, though, okay? Only then I'll be able to suggest something to you. That sound good?
Yeah. So, Samantha, I think what would make sense to me is if you look at the manuscript and then, because I think, so my sister's the one that set this up, but I'm going to be the one working with you through most of it. But
okay.
So I think you have the manuscript that will, you know, you'll break down into a storyboard, right?
Yes,
and,
that is correct.
And then based on that sort of storyboard, I can take that storyboard and we can make a couple drawings that would go along with those stories, if it's a 5-page, 8-page, whatever it is.
That's
we can create a couple drawings to go along with that. We can then provide you those drawings, and then depending on how much it would cost, either take those drawings and just incorporate it in, or if you have professionals that will do it, and the fee is you know, relatively, you know, small, then I'm more than happy to pay you guys to clean them up and make them, you know, make them look a little more professional.
Yes, just a heads up, Tom, the fee for the illustrations, it's a little pricey, okay? So I think the best option for you to move forward will be a little bit of adjustment or maybe cleaning it up here and there, something like that. I think that would be more feasible for you, okay? But then again,
well, what's the pricing? What's the pricing, though? Like, how much would it be if we have a 10-page book and we need to, you know, illustrate those 10 pages? How much would that be?
Okay, the standard cost for the illustrations, it varies from $150 to $200 each. So if you're looking at 10 pages, then you'll have to multiply that by 10, and that's going to give you, let's do that, that's $2,000.
Yeah, $1,500. So that would be, too much. So
yeah.
We could create the drawings and send them to you, and then even if it's a little pixelated, it's fine.
Okay. All right. Well, that makes sense to me. Let me take a look at the manuscript, and I shall get back to you on the next plan of action. Sound good?
That's good. We're not trying to publish this. This is a personal thing with our family and all that. So this is trying to make a big deal out of this. So I look at the manuscript, get back to me, and we'll keep communication going and try to get this done.
Sounds like a plan. Thank you so much for your time, Tom. For now, I have given you the breakdown, introduced you to the portal. I think we are all set to go. Again, we will be taking baby steps at a time. I guess this is the first time you're doing this, right?
It is, and probably the last time, but I appreciate working with you. Thank you.
All right, no worries. I'm going to try and keep it as simple as possible for you, okay? So let's get this going. Let me review the manuscript with the team and see what the best possible outcome that we can, come up with.
All right, thank you, Samantha.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time.
Bye-bye.